Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, December 1st. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Video auction at 8 a.m. Central Time. 26,775 head will be offered. 4,500 feeder steers, 3,500 feeder heifers, and over 11,000 weaned calves. If you'd like to preview the video of the cattle being sold, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call for more information, 800-422-2117.
Agriculture is the backbone of Oklahoma. As our state's farmers and ranchers care for the land and their livestock, Oklahoma Farm Bureau is standing up for agriculture and sharing amazing stories that play out each and every day in rural America. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today to help strengthen agriculture's voice as we work together towards a brighter future. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today online at okfarmbureau.org. Together, we are rural Oklahoma.
No cash business as of yet, as Packers not showing any interest so far. They're waiting to see how many cattle are available and what feedlots are asking. It's possible business could be delayed till tomorrow due to limited trading interest shown so far. Slaughter pace, though, is running strong as it is will require packers to purchase what they need. However, there is indication the slaughter pace is beginning to slow. Box beef prices were mixed again yesterday. Choice up 21 cents. Select was down $2.71. Feeder cattle having a difficult time trending higher due to the choppy corn market and the uncertainty over demand early next year. Hogs showed decline yesterday, with December able to close higher. The recent decline will be difficult to overcome in light of continued weakness of cutouts. It's hoped demand would increase moving through the end of the year, but there's no indication of that currently happening. The weakness of cutouts again yesterday, showing a decline of $3.84, indicates lower prices are needed to move product. Higher trade at all three wheat markets following another poor close by most contracts. Chicago up 4 to 5 cents, Kansas City up 6 to 7, and Minneapolis 1 to 2 cents higher. Tuesday was another difficult session in Kansas City and Minneapolis, while Chicago managed to close higher on intermarket spread unwinding. We're assuming there's a technical trading textbook somewhere with patterns like those currently unfolding in wheat, and we're calling it puking camel or a rotting orchid, something like that. Anyway, firmer corn prices overnight as futures bounce a bit of follow from Tuesday's reversal. Broadly speaking, corn prices remain range-bound, bumping around inside a 23-cent range. This consolidation will eventually resolve itself with a breakout, but until then, the 50-day moving average has done a nice job of providing underlying support. Higher trade across the soy complex overnight, with even gains at all three markets as soybeans climbed 9 to 11 cents. The Tuesday featured erratic trade in the complex, which we've gotten all too used to as of late. The futures in just a moment.
It's the 41st annual Oklahoma Select Bull and Female Sale, Saturday, December 3rd, 1 p.m. at the Atoka Livestock Auction. The Limousine and Limflex offering will include 60 breeding-age bulls and 31 females, pairs and breds. Complete information data will be available on all bulls. View the catalog at AmericanCattleServices.com. For more information, contact American Cattle Services, 580-597-3006. The Oklahoma Select Bull and Female Sale, December 3rd, Atoka Livestock Auction.
At the close yesterday, the December live cattle up 10 cents, 152.67. February up 12, 154.80. January feeder cattle up 112, 178. And March up 57, 181.17. December hogs up 47, 81.07. And February down 60, 84.15. Kansas City wheat, the December down 3 3/4, 9.01. March down 8 cents, 8.87. Chicago wheat, December down up a penny at 7.57 3/4. March up 3/4 at 7.80. 1.5. December corn up down 3 cents, 6.65 3/4. March down 1 3/4 at 6.69 1/2. January soybeans up 2 1/4, 14.59 1/2. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.